USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mexico's president says President Biden will visit the country in January. Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says Biden will visit Mexico City in early January as part of a North American Leaders Summit previously scheduled for December, which will include Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. American households are feeling the squeeze from rising prices. A Moody's Analytics report of October data shows the average household is spending $433 more a month to buy the same goods and services it did a year ago. That figure is down slightly from the $445 figure reported in September. Consumer prices jumped 7.5% in October from the year before. New details are coming out about the overnight Walmart manager who murdered six people earlier this week.
The man accused of killing six of his co-workers at a Virginia Walmart before turning the gun on himself wrote, "Bullying is why he opened fire on his colleagues." It's being reported by Virginia TV stations. The suspect left a message on his cell phone. The note said he was upset about a recent change in his employment status at Walmart and claimed his co-workers were harassing him about it. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Retail Federation says more than 166 million Americans will shop Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday. Steve Sadoff is a former chairman of the National Retail Federation. He tells CNN people's shopping habits are changing.
During the pandemic, it was all about online. Online went from about 11% of commerce to 19% of commerce. What's happening now is people are going back to the store, so that 19% is staying at 19%.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, oh, oh.
Democrats are hoping to pass a government funding bill before Republicans take the majority in the House in January. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis calls on all congressional Republicans to stand against that bill.
It really comes down to the Senate Republicans sticking with us, that we only get an extension of the current funding levels until the new year when Republicans take control of the House so we have a seat at the table. We also want to use our leverage, by the way, to push President Biden to secure the borders.
Democrats are warning that Republicans will threaten to shut down the government if they don't get what they want in the funding bill. Students at the University of Idaho can now attend classes remotely as the murder of four students a few weeks ago remains unsolved by police. The announcement was made in a video posted on Thanksgiving by University of Idaho President Scott Green, who said they are asking faculty to meet the individual needs of each student.
Whatever you are experiencing, it is appropriate. It will look and feel different for everyone, and that is okay.
A vintage cassette tape of Paul McCartney and John Lennon is back at a Texas library 40 years after somebody checked it out. The 30-minute tape features the two musicians discussing how the Beatles got their start in the late 1950s. Fortunately, the San Antonio Public Library system had eliminated all late fees before the long-missing tape was returned. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.